up, everybody. This is WA2SHA, opening up the net, the Metroplex net, for Thursday evening at 8 o'clock. And I think I hear a some kind of link in there. I don't know. Is that you, Jimmy? Please sign in. Welcome to the Metroplex Swap and Chat Net. Will you please sign in now? It is a little past 8 o'clock. I'm WA2SHA, and I am taking it over tonight because Sugar Queen could not be present. He had to go someplace, and I agreed last week to take over the Metroplex Swap and Chat Net. So I'm taking sign-ins now.
And
W2MPX.
Okay, and to HIT, and then Greenfield Park, and N2NCX. Just let me get my list together too here. N2NCX, and that is Dan. Yes, Dan. Okay. Let's see here. I have an old list. Last time I ran the net, and that was, you know, a few weeks ago. So, real good. Any other check-ins, please?
Reportable, Hamster, New York.
Didn't get the call on that.
No go problem. W2LGB Portable. Havistor, New York.
Okay, I got you. W2LGB in Havistor, New York. And that's Larry, I believe. Larry. Real good, Larry. Any more check-ins, please?
W82SHA. Good evening. KC2DA2, Jim.
Hey, Jimmy, we have you. Any more check-ins? You're number four.
KC2WXJ in Goshen, New York.
KC2WXJ in Goshen. And let's see, I'm looking on the list here. I don't think you've been with, at least not on my... At the time I ran the net, what's your handle, please?
Well, the handle is Bob, and I'm a newbie, as saying goes. I just got my license here about 3 months ago.
Okay, Bob, great. Yeah. Well, welcome aboard. any more check-ins, please?
WA2SHA. WA2UEE. Copy?
We got you, Bob. Very fine. Yeah, you're coming in pretty good tonight, by the way.
Okay, Harmon, I'm kind of worried there, you know. I wondered if you got me or not. Okay, I'll be standing by.
For a second, a seventh check-in, if there is one. Okay, well... Very good. You know, the thunderstorm just passed by before. It didn't drop a heck of a lot of rain, and the lightning wasn't too violent either, or else I probably wouldn't go near the rig. I'll tell you, we're in a high spot here in Jersey City, and I'm always scared of getting hit by lightning, because when I was a boy, around 7 or 8 years old, I remember it very clearly. I was in the backyard. A bolt of lightning came about 25 feet from me, came down, and split a magnolia tree wide open. The flash was so bright, the sound was awful, and the tree was steaming instantly, you know, after the lightning hit it. And I never forgot that experience. At any rate, you know, I've been an electronics engineer all my life, and I have a great respect for electricity. So I'm going to go right back up, unless there's any more check-ins. Let's look for one more or two more check-ins or more. and then I'll start at the top.
KB2, VBO.
Harmon, that might be a strike. I have the capability of dispelling idiots.
care about that, John. Stick around. Any more check-ins? Okay, no more check-ins for now. I'll go right up, up to the top now. We're going to travel up to Greenfield Park in Lower New York State, so pick it up.
W2MPX.
Connect the call. This is N3JQ. Greenfield Park, Greenfield Mountain. Checking in there. Leaving all aboard. 66 degrees here after a thunderstorm. The sun broke out. So nice quiet night. That's about it, Mr. Cole. I'm family back to you. And you, name is Don. You go for a hospital. Back to Mr. Cole.
By the way, have you had any serious lightning storms in the past hour?
No, you had me laughing when you were talking about your respect for Mother Nature. I usually disconnect and step out. But I just met this computer in there. But I left the radio on. So now I'm here with him and a couple other guys talking. But it seems like the lightning struck all around me, and it's like that up here in the mountains. It's about 1,400 feet above sea level. I believe old link I'm coming through, WD2 Lovely Mountain View, and I'm still connect. This is a 220 link. I told him. I heard him in the mobile saying he's over in Happy Mountain. Sounds over normal. He's lightning stuff. We got a thunder. So there isn't any lightning around here. Heard another fella up near Neverton. His wife told him on the radio that the light flashed. On that, it's a dear Greenfield Park. I was pretty lucky this time. But I do respect Mother Nature. She really had me laughing. That's an episode.
Right on that. Well, here, that's just a few drops. Lightning was not severe because it was not localized. It was sort of in the distance. I don't know really where it was. You just hear a couple of rumbles, and that was about it. Let's go and see what Dan, N2NCX, has to say about that and his lightning experiences, and not only tonight, but at any other time. Were you ever scared off by it, Dan? Please pick it up. That's WA2SHA, Net Control.
N3FTX. Good evening, Armin, and everybody else on the net this evening. Armin, the number location from the ad is 3. Our location is about 10 miles south of the city of Philadelphia. WX, at the present time, we have severe weather in the area, but where I'm located, actually in Seekane, Pennsylvania, there is no storm, no rain, no nothing. And if it doesn't rain, we're going to have to get out there and water everything tomorrow. So we hope we get some precipitation tonight, but without the severe weather. About lightning, I can really relate to lightning real good. About 20 years ago, I lost 2 stationmaster antennas to lightning in about a 1-year period, Armin. So I'm well aware of what lightning can do. But they were up at 250 feet on a commercial tower. Back to net. This is N3FTX, outskirts of Philadelphia.
Well, Dan, yeah. I never had any lightning strike destroy equipment on me, thank goodness. But there was that magnolia tree in the backyard was about the only destruction that occurred. Except there was another time when I was, about 10 years later when I was a teenager. There was a lot of sparking of a single wire antenna that I had brought in through a window that ran up to the roof. I had it sort of like wrapped around one of the steam pipes in the basement to secure it, and there was sparking going on, but not that serious. That's about as close as it ever got here since then. And in all my 75 years, I'm lucky, I guess. Okay, with that, let's find out what's going up on in Haverstraw. W2LGP, Larry. Pick it up, Larry.
W2LGP Portable, Haverstraw, New York. Not much. You had a lot of thunder and lightning come by, so rain, and that was it. And it looks like it's clearing up over here right now. And I'm coming in through a 440 link, my 440 link, actually. And I'm running right now about 0.25 watts, a quarter of a watt. And I'm coming off the ASU VX3. So hopefully I'm making my repeater, and I'm linked into the net. connected to Jim's repeater. Other than that, nothing else new to report, except that the weather's crazy, but hopefully we'll have a nice weekend for Memorial Day. Back to that, W2LGB Portable.
Larry, you're doing very well with that quarter watt. By the way, any more check-ins? I'll hold it open a little while, see if someone else wants to pop in. I suppose not. Okay, yeah. Now, very good in that quarter watt. You could go down to probably about 50 milliwatts and we'd still hear you. And now we come to Jim, KC2DHU. Jimmy, tell us what goes on up that way and then any experiences you ever had with that nasty lightning. This is WA2SHA, net control.
W2MPX.
You want to begin, Arlen? You're playing the net there. I got 63 degrees right now. The high for the day was 74.9 and the low is 63. Absolutely beautiful. I had no rain right now. I had a little shower pants to do before. Thunder off in the distance, lightning off in the distance, but nothing really around me. I've had a few brushes for lightning over the years. I mean, I think trees get vaporized pretty much right before my eyes. I did a big oak and split once. You know, I wasn't just a few feet away from it. I was, you know, pretty well back. But I could see that. Many, many years ago, back in my infancy, I had to go for a bus. I did it to a camper and stuff like that. We used to travel here and there to do grass festivals in it. And I had the old Chelsea window fan. You probably remember them, Marvin and Chelsea fans. With all metal. Probably about 30 years old, and we were parked someplace, and there was a lightning right outside that door spot. And the fan was on, of course, it was blowing air through all the windows, it was nice and cool in there, and I could actually feel like an electronic pulse around me. That's how close the lightning strike was. It was a crack, pow, boom, kind of thing, and it killed the fan. I was devastated. The fan was gone. It just kind of slowly ground through a hole and just sat there and went, and no matter what I did to it, that's all it was out there. It could put up an electromagnetic field around that thing. You could hook something up, an armature or a field or something, and that was it for the Chelsea fan. But I have a lot of respect for lightning. It's a force not to be reckoned with. Of course, being hams, we don't like lightning. We want to keep it away from our antennas and everything else. We try to use the best grounding and, lightning protectors and everything we can. Try to save your equipment. And they do work. The polyphasers and stuff like that, they do work. Dan will attest to that. He showed me a picture of his, the station that just got blown up and looked like it was a cigar and somebody put a firecracker at the end of it. And, he never lost equipment, thanks to a polyphaser. Back over to the control.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy, I had a similar experience when it must have been about 20 years ago. I felt the hair stand up on my arms. At the same time, there was a terrific snap that sounded like a high-speed rifle bullet passing by, you know, that shockwave. But I never saw anything. It was no flash. There was no nothing. And I might have been as close to death then, I think, than at any other time in my life, you know. Oh, boy. Yeah, I remember that time. I was in an open lot. It wasn't the place to be standing, really, in a lightning storm. I'll never do that again. I'll always seek shelter. Not under a tree, that's for sure. When I was a kid, in my middle teens, I loved Tesla coils for a while. I built a couple of Tesla coils. And I had some that could generate quite a few 100,000 volts, you know. And the nice streamers, you get these beautiful RF streamers into the air, and you light fluorescent tubes at about 5 feet away from the source. Or you could connect yourself to it and hold the fluorescent tube in the air and have it lit up. It was a lot of fun. But, of course, these were at much, much lower currents. Hundreds of thousands of volts at maybe microamperes compared to the kind of current that would be needed to shatter a magnolia or oak tree, which probably runs into the tens of thousands of amperes, you know. A different story. Now we're going to move over and see what Bob has to say in Bluefield. Bobby, pick it up. KC2W... I don't mean that. We have... No, he's... might have got that wrong. Bob, please straighten me out.
Yeah, okay, it's KC2 Whiskey X-Ray Juliet. My handle is Bob, and I'm in Goshen, as I said before. I just looked at the thermometer here at 64, down rather nicely. Just talking about lightning, quite a number of years ago, I was on a flight from Los Angeles to JFK, and at some point over Pennsylvania, I'm going to guess, we wound up going through a terrific thunderstorm as we were coming down through higher altitudes. The plane obviously got struck by lightning. I swear I saw St. Elmo's fire, you know, where they say you see balls of lightning rolling down the aisle of a plane. Well, I swear I saw that. That was funny. The plane never did land in JFK. It finally wound up landing in Newark. On exiting the plane, I talked to the pilot just briefly and wound up in Newark. And the JFK was because they had lost their communication. They could hear the ground, but the ground could not hear them. So it does happen in airplanes, too. Over.
W2MPX.
Oh, sure it could, Bob. You know, it all depends on which way the current travels. You know, if it just hits the skin of the plane and travels through a fuselage in any way, and then, of course, leaves the fuselage at some point, normally there's little or no damage done. And it certainly doesn't shock anybody. They never feel it. But in this case, it probably struck one of the antennas or left one of the antennas. And so we had a little current going in there. You would think it would destroy the receiver front end first, but of course it could damage the transmitter also. The solid state is so darn delicate. You know, in the old tube days, it could take a heck of a lot more beating that way. And it was rare that lightning... A small lightning would destroy tube circuits. They're so darn tough. But with solid state stuff, you got to be really careful. They just can't take that kind of abuse. Yeah? I've been in a plane, too, once when I was going to Chicago on business, and there was lightning outside, but I never saw the St. Elmo's fire in my life. Actually, I understand that present science really can't explain it. It doesn't have too many simulations that could prove within the laws of physics that it actually exists, but we know it does. And I really don't want to see it, at least not close to me anyway. Keep it a mile away from me. Anyway, are there any new sign-ins? We're going to check and see if someone might have been listening and wants to get in on the prey. So I'll give a little open time for that. WHSHA, net control. Please come back. That was totally in the noise.
St. Elmo's fire, that's what they call it, is saying. See, you have to remember, our brains operate electrically, and they get struck by lightning. The brain is going to get canceled out. What happens when you find yourself in contact with the deity?
Oh, I got you, John. I got you, John, yeah. Well, the brain is not electrical anyway. I don't believe that. I don't think even a biologist would agree with that. The brain is biochemical. And biochemistry involves ion transfer, which is electrical. But that's a secondary property of the brain. If we were electronic, if our brains were electronic, just imagine the cacophony of noise that we would hear day and night. It would drive us crazy within 15 minutes. Hearing all of these broadcasts, you know, aircraft and data broadcasts and all the broadcasting stations and the hams themselves, you know. Oh, boy, cell phones coming into your head. But no, we're not sensitive to any of that. No matter what the RF modulation is, so we can't hear anything. So we're really not electronic. Oh, thank goodness for that. I want to go to the next in the list. And then you'll pick that up again, John. We can discuss that lightning electronic brain stuff. That's WA2UEE, Bob in Bloomfield. Please come on and tell us what you think about all this.
Okay, Arthur. You and all the members on S. So good. WL for sure. Well, pretty good. I know when I was a kid, I used to like to drive in thunderstorms, but looking back now, that was kind of chilly, but, you know, what are you going to do? So, no, I have nothing to report on that, so I will turn it over to the next one. You're awful noisy here tonight. All of a sudden, it got very noisy, a lot of staticky, and it's very hard to copy. I don't know if it's your location, well, mine too, but I usually have problems copying over there somewhere, you know? So with that, I'll turn it back to Ben. WA2UEE.
Bob, it's seriously noisy over here too. Your reception is noisy. It could be possible that there's a great deal of commotion going on, maybe at the repeater site and up your way. So it's going both ways, I guess. Not unusual in this kind of weather. You were much clearer on your first transmission. But this one here, especially in the beginning, was a little hard to read, but I did get most of everything you said. And that you didn't have too much experience with lightning, well, that's a good thing. Tell you that. I was always fascinated with high voltage when I was, a teenage boy, like I said, building these Tesla coils. They used, naturally, there was no solid-state stuff then. And the tubes that I used to operate these things, which were generally wound onto bailing tubes and some on oatmeal boxes, you know, just put that couple of thousand turns of wire on any cardboard or plastic tube I could find, and a few condensers and resistors, a source of about 400, 500 volts plate voltage, and some hefty tube like an 807 or a 6L6 usually suffice to make a pretty nice Tesla coil, and you can have a lot of nice experiments with it. If you got too close to it, you got burnt. I mean, it didn't shock you, but you get little pinholes through your skin, and you can smell the skin burning like. And my thumb was so ruined, you know, from playing with these things. It was like I had a hard callus there with a full of holes. But I had a lot of fun with that stuff. I'd love to build another one today, but really, I shouldn't. Because these things could destroy solid-state apparatus at a pretty good distance. That's the problem. I'd be afraid of bringing a Tesla coil up, powered it up in my house, and you could lose, you know, some, you lose your computer, you could lose peripherals, because the transistors wouldn't like those fields that it develops at such a great distance, you know, 20 feet or so. There'd probably be enough energy to destroy sensitive circuits. So it's a form of EMP as far as today's solid-state world is. So with that, I want to go over to John now. John, come on back in. John is the president of Metroplex, KB2VBO. Please come back. It looks like John either walked off or something, so maybe we can pick him up. But I'll go one more round here. Let's go back up to the top then, and we'll go back to Greenfield Park. This is WA2SHA, the Metroplex Swapping Chat Net, and we're doing pretty good tonight. We have 7 entries so far. Okay, back to Greenfield Park.
Let me see if I can get in there. KB2, Silver Queen Drive, Echo Link, Paul in Richmond, Virginia.
Yes, he has his laptop with him. I'm in, so he gets chance to check Paul in. Probably didn't see him. I don't have anything to add. Nice backup for all the guys that didn't have there. And he never stopped paying attention about them. Metroplex system, Paul Hoyer. Absolutely, a good 10-13. I know for Paul. I just make Paul laugh about that. So back to the head control from Greenfield Park. Good job on it. Paul's in there. He's checking in for echo and can be clear too. Back to net control. Good evening to all aboard the net. Paul.
Welcome, Paul. Please pick it up.
Okay, Armin, good evening to you. Somebody else checked in before when I was trying. Good evening, Armin, from KB2SQ down here in Virginia. I can't stand here long because my signal keeps dropping in and out. I don't know what's going on here. I can pick up a signal in one little spot in the room here. Just trying to get in here. And look like every time I try, the signal drops out again. And I have to wait till the contact comes and all that kind of stuff, Armin. But pretty group in here tonight, Armin. But I think there was someone else also trying to check in, Armin, there. W2SHA from KB2, Sugar Queen by N3ZAN. Dan, N3FTX, I think it is. Somebody type it up in there. N3ZAN in Pennsylvania is trying to check in, Armin, there. So back to you, KB2, Sugar Queen by Colleen.
W2MPX.
Okay, Paul, let's see. N3ZAN. Dan, that is, maybe I have it mixed up here, but if there is a check-in such as that, please come on back. No, nobody heard. Okay, well, I do have, on the top, we have Dan, west of Philadelphia here, M2NCX. Are you still with us? WA2SHA, net control.
Net control, this is November 3, the number 3 Army, Foxtrot, Charlie X-ray, south of Philadelphia. N3ZAN, he's a friend of mine. He might be coming in on the 220 repeater that we have down here. But there is severe weather in the area. He might have to leave his station because of severe weather. It's very close to us now. And if you don't hear back from me, that's the problem. Back to net control. This is N3FCX.
Hey, Dan, I can well realize that. Because if the lightning was coming now to me, I'd be running away from the rig myself. But everything's dead quiet here in Jersey City right now. There's no more rain. There was very little rain. It only wet the ground, really. And it's dead quiet, so we're okay so far. Yeah, you're right. Okay, go down to the next in the list. Second time here. We have Larry in Havistraw here. W2LGB. Come on, Larry. Join the fray. WA2SHA, net control.
I'm out here because I'm actually working, so I have to do some work from home here. But nothing much more to say. Just listening, and that's going good, and everything's sounding good. No static crashes, no lightning, and that's the good thing. I'll turn it back to Ned. I'll be in 2LGB.
Okay, Larry. Yeah, now we're back to Jimmy up in, I forgot, the Catskills, where there must be more lightning than Jersey City. I think I would, would think that during the year there's quite a few bad lightning strikes up there, especially at the higher altitudes. But I'd certainly like to go back to my childhood and build these Tesla coils again, but unfortunately I don't think I could do it without damaging a lot of equipment. And if it wasn't my equipment, probably damaged neighbors' equipment and whatnot. I used to have so much fun with those things. I'd go along the business area here with my bicycle and collect old fluorescent tubes, burned out fluorescent tubes, which were thrown out in the garbage because they light perfectly well with RF. And I had a collection of 20 watters and 15 watters and 40 watters. And sometimes I put on a little show, connect myself around the ankle to the Tesla coil and hold up, two tubes or so, or one in my pocket, and they're all lit up, and really impressed the high school kids about my age. But it chased away all the girls, and it was never popular with them. In fact, one of the real super religious girls had said that I was actually an impersonation of the devil, so it didn't do me much good there in my love life. Okay, I'm going to move on here to Bob in Goshen here, KC2WXJ. Bob, still there?
KB2SQ, disconnected, W2MPX.
Looks like we had some kind of disconnection here. Maybe we don't have that link anymore. KC2WXJ, I don't know whether he was coming in on a link. I think he was. Did he say he had a 440 link? I'm not sure. Let's check for him again. Bob, are you still there?
WA2SHA here. JC2DEQ, Jimmy, are you there? Now we had some disconnections here. Surprising. I'll call out again. KC2DHQ, Jim. WA2SHA, net control.
Oh, yeah. I was still here, Armin. Yeah, I think WXA, he disconnected there. Probably has some chores to do or something like that. Good topic tonight, too, on the link. And we have always done a good cover, too, on that laptop down there. I think he had a disconnect, too. That who was losing the signal down there. I guess it's got something to do with family. And that was a good topic with the lightning. Yeah, I'm sure everybody's probably got a lightning story. It's just some nasty stuff to fool around with. And I never fooled down a Tesla coil. You know, I've read about them, and I think they're really, really cool. We just got a spark plan because I'd like to make one someday. Go sit in the parking lot of a Best Buy or something like that. Just really let it rip, get a big one going. Probably a lot of collateral damage there. I probably shouldn't say anymore, but I guess you could be perceived as the devil to just spend out sparks. But with Tesla now, has got an electric car out too. They're marketing this electric car, the Tesla electric vehicle. I think the thing is on the market or slated to be on the market. And I believe the batteries and stuff, they should actually get some pretty good mileage on this thing, per charge. I mean, that's a little off topic, but it was something I was reading about, that I've heard about time to time. But I think Tesla, didn't he work for, you can probably correct me on this, didn't he work for Bell, the phone company or something like that? I think in Northwestern Jersey or something like that. He did a lot of testing or something for them. I did beat up on this cat for a while. It was a good number of years ago, but very interesting individual. Back over to net control.
Well, Nikola Tesla was quite a popular man back in the turn of the century. He worked for General Electric and also put in time with Westinghouse. He was actually the inventor of the three-phase induction motor and invented three-phase power transmission and generation. He was a genius. Tesla coils, as what the coils that are named after him, of course, he built some very, very high voltage, high intensity, high power coils. They're a lot bigger than anything I ever had. If you ran that in this house here, the kind Tesla built, I'd be put away for life. That was his hobby. He always believed that he could transmit energy a great distance without wires. But as we really know today, that wouldn't have been possible. He had spent a great deal of the money he made on his inventions on his frivolous experiments. And one of them was a very, very large building that was erected up in somewhere in Long Island, close by to Manhattan, that was supposed to be the transmitter of a lot of power, which never went into effect because he died before they could actually put it into use. He died penniless in 1943, I believe it was, in a cheap hotel room in Manhattan. He was an eccentric. And actually, the story about Tesla says that General Electric and Westinghouse both took great advantage of this man. They didn't pay him the kind of money he deserved or give him the notoriety that he deserved, and they practically stole his inventions. The man died without anything. And that was it, right during the Second World War. Look up on the Internet. Anybody that's interested, just type in Nikola Tesla in your Google, and you can read all about him on Wikipedia. It's a very interesting story. It really is. I was always impressed with him since I was a kid. Okay. I want to move down now to Bob and see if Bob is still there. Yeah, let's see if we can pick him up. WA2UEE, is the noise over, Bob?
Yes, Armin, it's a little bit better now. I can understand.
but not too bad, you know. My signal is better. I moved up the power a little bit, you know. And I hope that you're copying me okay. I guess everybody's getting ready for the Memorial Day weekend. Well, I'll be cooked out, what have you. I know up here in Bloomfield they have a big parade. All the veterans are in it. And I'm in it. I'm in a convertible coupe. I sit up in the back there. Me and a couple other guys, you know. So it was real nice.
And
after the parade, we all get down to the Bloomfield Elks and have a nice big picnic. So if anybody's around here in Bloomfield and after the parade, come on down to the Bloomfield Elks. Right on Bloomfield Avenue. We have a nice big picnic there, plenty to eat. So with that, Armin, I'm going to say 7-3. I don't want to hold it in case you have no idea you can't hear me. And I wish again everybody a happy holiday. And don't eat too much. So WA2, you eat back to that.
Okay, Bob. Yeah. Oh, fine. I was just wondering if it was, you're going out with the Elks, and you probably have some VA activities, too. And I was wondering, just quick, come back, Bob, do you still wear an Army uniform at the VA, certain VA festivities?
Not really, Armin. The only uniform that we wear is our AMVET jackets and our hats, you know, with a few medals or whatever we have on, you know. But that's all we wear is our jacket. And our hat, Armin. Go ahead.
Okay, the only pieces of the Army uniform that I have left, actually, most of it sort of dissipated away, is my short sleeve shirt with the rank on it and the division patch on it. And every once in a while I put it on. I can barely button the buttons around my waist. I mean, I can actually do it, but it's like a corset, because when I was in the Army, I had a waistline of about 26 inches, and now it's about 36, another 10 inches. I'm surprised the damn thing even can be buttoned at all. That's the only thing I have. That's sort of like a keepsake, and I just keep it up at the end of the closet here. I even had the security badge that I used to wear hanging on it as if I was working down at Redstone Arsenal when I was assigned down there. Yeah. That's 50 years ago, Bob. Long time ago. What are you going to do? We'll all get old. So, I'm going to move on to John. El Presidente John, KB2VVO. This is WA2SHA. This is Metroplex Swap and ChatNet. Pick it up, John.
W2MPX.
I guess we lost John, so Paul, Sugar Queen, and are you still down there in the hotel room with the laptop? Come on back.
I think he signed on.
Didn't have him down as that. He was talking about breaking in and out, but the last transmission he had was fairly good, you know. But maybe lightning got down there and is chasing him, you know. Could be. So, we came through twice here on the list, and if anybody has any other comments, please come on back. I'd be glad to hear them, you know. We had an interesting discussion. I'm glad I picked up on this Tesla coil and lightning stuff, you know. Actually, I wouldn't have thought of it until we had a lightning storm here just a while ago, a very mild one. I was really trying to dig up a subject that would be of interest to all. And that's difficult to do. Remember the last time was Lafayette Radio, last time I had it. But I think next time I run the net, I'll come up with something else. And so if anyone wishes to come back and add to this fray, please report in. WA2SHA, net control.
Is that a question? Why?
That was very noisy. I couldn't decode it. Please come back again.
This is N2CYY. Is that any better?
Okay, I got that. N2CYY. Okay. Come on in. That's Lou. How you doing, Lou? And where are you?
I'm doing good. I just literally logged on and just probably getting ready to close the net. I just wanted to say hello. I have no idea what you guys were talking about, but just wanted to say hello, wish everybody a good
day. Thanks a lot for coming in, Lou. I'm glad to hear you there, you know. Maybe we'll see you at the Barra Ham Fest tomorrow. Well, it's Saturday. So we'll be looking for you there. And we'll look for some of the other fellas there, too. I'm sure we're going to have some of you fellas there. Okay. Anyone else wishes to make a final comment?
Did you say I was a Kessler coil? Go ahead.
Come back again. Is this Bob?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to know if that was a Kessler coil that you said before. Go ahead.
Yes, I was talking about the fact that I used to build them when I was a kid, around 14, 15, high school age. You know, small ones, moderate-sized ones, nothing big deal, but enough to make some very impressive demonstrations, the high RF voltage, you know. Yeah. And I used to use, of course, it was all tube circuitry. Solid state has not even been thought of yet. Or it was thought of, but it wasn't available, and certainly you couldn't have done it with any of the transistors that were for sale in 1952 or 53. At about $40 a piece, they barely even amplified anything. So, solid state just practically didn't exist. Everything was tubes, and I was good with tubes. I built all kinds of projects, and tape recorders, and audio amplifiers, lots of different kinds of receivers and transmitters. Oh, I was crazy about tubes. I carried around the RCA tube manuals that, as a very religious person, carries around a Bible, you know. That's the way I was as a kid. WA2SHA, net control.
Sorry, Armin, I was just wondering.
Okay, I guess I'll be closing the net now then. We had a nice showing. We had nine check-ins, which is a pretty good number. And it was nice to hear Sugar Queen in there too, wherever he was. And so this is WA2SHA of the Metroplex Swap and Shop Net. Thanks everybody for a nice conversation. It was a great deal of fun, and next time to take over the net, I will be bringing up, I hope, some more interesting subjects that we can discuss. It certainly was a nice group tonight. And I'm turning the repeater back to normal amateur control, whatever that is, because, we need more activity, there's no question about it. But we'll be at the Barra Ham Fest on Saturday, and we're looking for some of the people that do make it there, so... 73, everyone. WA2SHA will be clear after this final.
73, Darman. WA2UEE.
73, Bob.
A2DA2. W2MPX.
Hi, Jimmy.
Yeah, Darman, just, Professor Buckley was able at the Barra Ham Fest. I've never seen it there before. Can you have a sign up or something that says, Professor Buckley, I will be down there early tomorrow. I think you just go snoop around to the junk.
No, we won't be having a table this Saturday. No. That was established about a week ago. We were talking about having a table, but we won't be having one. But the people that would be running the table will be there, so there'll be a few of us, usually about 5-6 Metroplex people, maybe a few more, will be at the Barra Ham Fest.
Okay, QSL, yeah, last couple of Saturdays down here, Paul said, yeah, they got a table. I could never find a table. I was looking around for trying, you know, said Metroplex, and I never see one. But then again, I give up a 10-point, my tender age. Maybe I'll bump into one of you guys and bump into you or something like that. Take a break.
Jimmy, for the compliment. And that is an idea we should do. We don't usually have a sign on our table, Metroplex. That's something to consider, and I'm going to write that down. That's a very good idea, Jimmy. All right, WA2SHA will be clear of this frequency.